When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and we have a very special guest on this week's podcast. We are joined by my husband, Christopher Wim Hof Ramsey himself, the biggest hypocrite of the year. He's here,
brilliant.
In person.
Absolutely brilliant.
How are you doing? How are you feeling? Join the ice bath society.
Listen,
I can't speak.
Properly. I have never said anything against ice baths.
You,
or
right.
The proprietors, therefore, of
everybody listening to the podcast now. No. Set your mind back to a few weeks ago when Chris used it as one of his sponsors. I think slagging off people who go in ice baths regularly and post it online. If you saw my Instagram the other day, Chris is now an ice bather. He's fully immersed in it.
Rosie,
doesn't shut up about
you
it.
You knew what you signed up for when you married me. You knew from day one that I was an ice bath guy. I've always been an ice bath guy. I was born in ice. God damn it, I'll die in ice. Listen.
You're a hypocrite. You should never have slagged. Why did you slag it off in the first place?
This is what I do, right? This is what I do. I slag things off and then I take me time and then I get on board with them. Some might say when it's gone out of fashion a bit. That's
you
what
don't
I do.
Only get on board with stuff. Mm. You endorse.
Oh, I become the CEO. I become the CEO of that company.
Oh God,
I
so
slag
annoying.
It off. I slag it off to the point of you get myself angry and worked about stuff, and then I try it, and then I go on. I was like it. I like it now. Mm. And yeah, I become the CEO, owner, proprietor. Yeah.
Spend a lot of money on these things.
Yeah. See also tea cakes. But look.
See it, also bike. See
everything.
Also
it
everything.
Takes a big man to admit when he was wrong, and I am that man. And basically, right? Everyone was doing them. Well, first of all, you put the fucking photo on. I haven't put a video of myself doing it online.
No, you haven't.
Yet. Everyone who does that can still go to hell. Although I might post one on Friday. Now listen.
Oh, wait, explain yourself.
Everyone who was doing it, everyone who was doing it was like a fucking, like a 0% body fat, shredded, I get up at 4 a.m. and go for a 10-mile run and drink a raw egg kind of person. Yeah. And I thought, we're not there. And then someone I know, you'll not mind if I name check him, James Gill, host and promoter of ABC comedy or AB comedy, always B comedy.
Pretty normal guy.
Lovely guy. He's done warm up on TV shows we've done before. Lovely, lovely bloke. Very positive, very lovely, but not over the top in your face.
No, but I mean, just normal, like just an everyday bloke, isn't he?
Just normal dude. Eats more bananas than anyone I've ever met in my life.
Okay, good.
That's the only thing I would say is
maybe
not
he's banana man.
He might be banana man.
But
listen, so he started. So I randomly emailed him and I was like, look, you're the only person who isn't like, a certifiable. Sort of
athlete.
Lunatic or athlete who I know who's doing this, is it any good? And he was like, well, yeah. And I looked at the benefits and I was like, you know what? All of them are things that I could do with getting help with.
Yeah.
Mainly, the other week on the podcast, I was just fucking
knackered. It was basically
knackered.
The things I queue as is a checklist of your
problems.
Personality.
The only one it doesn't do is stop you being a cunt. I've still got to work on that one.
Yeah.
Annoyingly, got to work on that one personally and in my own time, which is really doing me head in. But yeah, so I just said to him, I was like, look, mate, I was like, you're the only person who isn't like, a cult leader. And he just said, he was like, yeah, it's good. He was like, I think I feel a bit more energetic. And it was the energy thing for me. I was on this podcast the other week screaming about being knackered. And annoyingly, I'm really fucking knackered today, even though I did the ice bath today. I don't know what the hell's happened. I've done something wrong. I don't know what's happened, but I'm really tired again today, which is annoying. But it's all right. It's fun.
It's not fun. I've done it 3 times so far. It's horrible. Nothing enjoyable about it at all. I have slept a little bit better. Other than that, I felt no benefits. So I'm giving it a month. And then if I don't feel any, I'm not doing it again.
I enjoyed a hot shower. I enjoyed a hot shower afterwards. And you fucking hit me this morning with you're not supposed to do a hot shower afterwards. And I Googled it and it was like, avoid doing that. I'm like, but that was the best fucking bit.
Oh, I didn't
sitting in the freezing water going, it's all right, I'll be in a hot shower in a minute. It's really nice. Fucking, you can't have
You know what it is though? I just feel like I'm getting old.
Mm.
Do you not feel like that?
Yeah. Well, no. But yes. So, yes, like, and no.
There's probably 20-year-olds listening to this podcast. Guys, I'm so sorry. We are old codgies. Like, codgers.
That's a new one. Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I feel like we do stuff now to just try and improve our life because we feel like shit all the time.
I take vitamin D tablets when it's not sunny.
I know.
Because I'm like, oh, but I have that. It is. Like,
I put sunscreen on every day now, right? Because I knackered my skin so much because I worked abroad and didn't put any sunscreen on my
face.
Where
did you work?
Rhodes.
You worked in Rhodes?
Yeah. Two summers. Yeah, but I fucked my face.
Yeah?
That's why I look older than my sister. Everyone's like, your sister looks great. She looks so much younger than you. And I'm like, yeah, she didn't live abroad.
That's nice.
And not
that's a nice
sunscreen.
Thing people say. That's a lovely thing
I get that
people
a lot,
regularly say.
Love that. Love that for me. Yeah. My sister didn't live a life of debauchery in her 20s like I did.
There we go.
I drank too much. I smoked too much. Yep. Didn't do any drugs because I'm not a mug. But yeah, I didn't wear sunscreen. I didn't look after my skin. Chris, I used to just go to bed every night with my makeup on. Didn't give a shit.
Oh.
And now what am I doing? Eh? What am I doing?
I'm
sunscreening. I'm serumming.
You're
oiling.
Sunscreening.
Chris, man, I bought a face. I'm steaming my face on a night time.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. I'm probably going to get damp in my room.
I thought you were going to say in your boobs. Get dark or bloody damp in my boobs. Steam my face. It ran down.
We're sitting in ice baths. What's happened to us?
Yeah. It's supposed to be, look, all I did, like, I looked at all that. Yes, I'll take it on the chin here. I am a massive hypocrite. Come on, guys.
I got tweets.
I'm not saying X. It's not a thing. I got tweets on Twitter saying, you've slagged off ice baths. I'm counting the days until you're in an ice bath. You, of course, because I'm a fucking prick. Yeah. That is what I do. It is what I do. You know, one day I might come on here and slag off Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. No, I won't. I'll never do that. I'll take that back. Delete that, Daisy. Delete that. I'll never do that. Don't mean to do that. I'm joking. But yes. So, yeah, there we go. That's just me crack. That's what I do. I slag things off. I go back on it. And am I enjoying it? Yes. It's quite nice putting yourself in a little bit of pain.
If it
every
makes
morning.
You feel better.
It has, but today I'm fucking knackered. And this is the first time we're talking about it. I'm really annoyed because I'm actually still tired today, but I had a terrible sleep last night.
We had a bad sleep.
I had Rafe in my bed last night. Well, in a bed with me last night. And he woke up in the middle of the night, realised I wasn't you, and just went absolutely ballistic about it.
I know, we've been trying to get sleeping back together in the same bed.
It's not working. About an hour. We'll get an hour. And then, like, we're back to square one because we'll get an hour and one of them comes through and I have to get up and move beds and move a load of shit and then I lie wide awake for an hour and a half.
It's frustrating because nothing happens in that hour that we have together. We just go, good night.
Yeah.
And
we
then
still,
roll over
Rosie,
and go to
we
sleep.
Still sit on my fucking iPads ignoring each other.
I know.
It's pointless.
I'm enjoying that though.
Not good.
Healthy.
But yeah, Rafe woke up and he rolled over and he was like, Mummy. And I went, no, it's Daddy. And he went, not you! Not you! My own child. My own flesh and blood, who I'd been with most of the day. Not you!
Not you.
I want Mummy! Not you! Hitting us in the face as hard as he could. Fucking two
that
in the morning.
That is so brutal. Not you.
Not you.
Not
I was
you.
Just like, so I rolled to the other side of the bed. I was like, oh, fuck you then. And I let him just sit in the other bed, in the bed and just cry. And he wound himself down a bit. And then he gave us a cuddle. And he gave us a lovely big cuddle. And we fell asleep cuddling. And it must have been 15 minutes. He woke up and went, Mummy. And I went, no, Daddy, remember? And he went, no. And I went, oh, fuck this. So I carried him through to your room and just went, yeah, have him. Oh,
I mean,
God.
I was buzzing.
Because honestly, I felt like I was holding him hostage.
Are you sometimes, right? Honestly, good in your head. All your cards on the table. I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what all your cards on the table means?
Is it a poker thing?
It's like showing your hand.
Right, showing your hand.
So all my cards
then.
On the table, I've got nothing to hide.
Right. Are you sometimes a little bit scared of the kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I feel, 100%. Yeah. When I feel like there's about to be a kickoff brewing.
Yeah.
Especially on a morning, I'm like, what can I do to make this not a screaming and shouting? Uh-huh. What can I do to quickly navigate through this without having to... I don't want to get angry and start shouting.
No.
And I don't want to be shouted at in the morning. It's, mornings.
But I don't think my mum and dad were ever scared of us.
Rosie, something... Well, they might... Yeah, but they never showed it. That's the point, isn't it? I don't show it. They don't know I'm scared of them, but I'm like, oh, please don't kick off. I can't be bothered.
Yeah, I'm like that in the middle of the night sometimes.
Yeah.
Rafe loves to pull me hair. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm trying to stand up for myself. And I'm like, no, I don't want you to pull me hair. Stop it. And sometimes he literally just rags me face over and grabs me hair. And I'm like, I feel like I'm in an abusive relationship.
Jesus.
And I'm like... scared's the wrong word, but I just can't be arsed because it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I give in, and I'm like, well, shouldn't fucking give in, it's my hair.
I think you're not scared of him, but you know the consequences. I know that, well, for instance, there, you know that if you have to start having a massive screaming shouting match with him, it could be 4 in the morning, and you might think, well, fuck it, I'm getting up then.
Oh, I know, and
or
then there's
you
my...
might get so wound up that you might not get back to sleep.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I know in the morning, when they're kicking off before it's time to leave, I think, I don't want to start my day on a sour
note.
I
don't ever want Robin to go to school upset as well.
He tries his fucking best every day. Tries his fucking best.
Oh, oh God.
Crikey. Anyway, look, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Is anyone else cold? I'm fucking freezing.
That's the thing. Tell you what, I've not warmed up yet.
Keeps you cold for the day. Like.
I'm not. I might tap out.
Nah.
I'm trying it.
I do enjoy it.
I don't enjoy anything of it. It's horrible. The getting in, I get nervous before I get in. You're in there. It's not nice at all. You get out, you're still freezing. I'm personally...
Yeah.
Two more shots of me doing it and then I might be out for the count.
Right, okay.
The only thing I've noticed is that last two nights I've slept better, but that could just be a fluke.
Yeah, because I slept terrible last night.
Well, there you go. So, it's a crock of shit. God knows. I'm not doing it anymore.
Might be a crock of shit, but you know, what can you do? I've ordered a really expensive one now, so we're in it for the long haul.
Of course you have. Of course you have. Why?
Eh?
What's wrong? That was 80 quid.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's enough to spend.
Hurts my knees on a fad. It's a little bucket, man. I can barely fit in it, man. Barely fit in it. I'm going up to the blooming shop every morning buying bags of ice. They must think I'm opening a cocktail bar. I just can't. Every morning I buy 5 bags of ice. They must think, fuck's his problem.
5 bags of ice.
Something like that. I mean, it's not that expensive, but it's irritating. It's a horrible start to your day, buying bags of ice.
In February.
Yeah, the noise of them scraping together, put them in the bag, take them home, and everyone looking going, what's he doing? They must think I've got, you're not going to get the reference, but they must think I've got one of the Universal Soldiers in the house. I'm trying to keep him cold so he doesn't overheat. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dolph Lundgren, fantastic 90s film. It's crazy.
Never heard of it.
Nah. Honestly. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Watch this space. All I'm saying is, I felt tired this morning. Jumped in it. I thought, this will be great. I'll be energised. Wasn't energised. I feel actually a little bit worse. So that's really annoying. Anyway, thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with my gargantuan levels of hypocrisy all the way through the 255 plus episodes that we've done, including the out of office.
This is life though, isn't it? If you've got the same opinion constantly, if you can't change your mind,
hey,
then what's the point?
Newsflash, it's why I never get on behind any kind of political movement publicly, because I change my fucking mind every 5 minutes.
Same.
And it's my right, and that's what I like to do. Yeah. And we're here to just take your mind off anything annoying and politically and newsy and sad. So listen, it is episode 255. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the little shagged, married, annoyed extended universe. And before going anywhere else, without further ado, as they say, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is ordering your meal in advance at a restaurant. Oh, hello, can I get a table for 4, please, on Friday afternoon? Yeah, you can. Yeah, we're going to send you the menu. Can you order now? But it's Monday. Well, you got to order now. Well, sorry. Am I booking me fucking wedding? Is this a wedding venue? Is this a wake? Eh? Have I just asked for a table of 600 people? Either your stock rotation and your ordering is off and you need to fire someone, or you need a bigger fucking fridge. Stop asking people to order in advance. It's doing me tits in. Done.
I find it odd, like.
So weird.
You don't know what you want,
it's happened
to
me loads recently.
I know.
It's happened to me
well,
so
much.
Well,
we did it recently. Mm. We went out for a meal. There was a fair few people and we had to order in advance. And on the day, I felt a little bit not very nice. I thought I'm going to be healthy on that night.
Yeah.
Right? So I ordered the swordfish.
Brilliant.
Ugh. Got there. Did I want swordfish? Did I shit want swordfish? I wanted a geek big massive bowl of pasta.
Yeah.
But the thing is, right, I thought it was an Italian restaurant.
Mm.
Very much Italian vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Very much pizza, pasta on the old menu, right?
Yep.
Got there.
Yep.
Someone's birthday. They brought over some ice cream.
Right.
And they had maracas and Mexican hats. And I went, this isn't an Italian restaurant. And I was like, what is this restaurant that I'm eating swordfish in? And Robin had potatoes. I had no idea what this restaurant,
where are you going that sells swordfish around here? What the hell's going on?
Might be in sea bass. It was one of them.
Definitely
it was just a fish.
There's no, I will put money on that you weren't ordering swordfish. No way that makes you order the in advance serve swordfish.
Is that a really, that's not like a, that's not an exotic fish.
That feels decadent swordfish. To me, like. Exotic, it comes fucking armed.
Our Coleman's would have it. Coleman's Seafood Temple would have it. No, it must have been sea bass. It was a fish. It was a fish with a sauce. Okay, it was actually quite nice. But yeah, I was like, I don't know what this is. There was nothing. Did that fajitas on the menu? Did someone get fajitas?
Sorry, why don't you try opening your fucking eyes next time you go somewhere? Eh?
What do you mean?
Instead of coming and kicking off. You don't know what fucking fish you ordered. You saw maracas. You don't know if they had fajitas. You don't.
Chris, I'm sorry. At a restaurant, right? If you're ordering pizza, pastas, and all that in between, right? Fish and chicken and whatever.
Yeah.
And then they've got fajitas. I thought it was Italian.
But they mix things. What are you? Fucking Border Patrol? Hey, get.
No,
get
I just the like it to be. Here. I thought.
You will play Italian meat folk songs on an acoustic guitar or you'll fuck off. Take them tortillas with you. Eh? That better be a flatbread. That better be a fucking flatbread.
Store-bought guacamole. No, honestly, I was really shocked because I thought it was Italian. I thought I was having an Italian dinner at an Italian restaurant, and then they came out with maracas in these hats, and I thought, singing happy birthday.
Well, I mean, I was devastated about the sea bass. I did want some pasta, but now that he's got maracas, I quite fancy a quesadilla. I've been robbed.
None of them put on a Mexican accent.
I've told you loads of times about the Italian restaurant.
Oh, yeah. All the Italian restaurants by us, they all put the accent on.
Oh, it's great.
Totally sucked in by
for anyone who's
time.
Never heard it, when I was younger, when I worked in All Sports in South Shields, I went to an Italian restaurant on the Friday night and the guy was like, good evening, sir. Putting all this mad accent. It wasn't Italian, it was just mad. Same guy the next day came in at All Sports with his son and went, You got any Adidas Sambas in a size 9?
I'm sorry, right.
What happened to your accent, man?
There was nothing Mediterranean about that man either. Wasn't he? He was very pale with ginger hair. Absolutely.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
My family, a lot. So my granddad, whenever we went to Spain, I can't remember it because I was just little, but we went to Spain and we were in a villa and something went wrong and they had to ring the people who owned it for the maintenance or whatever.
Yeah.
And when they got there, apparently the Spanish maintenance person started just speaking in Spanish to my granddad because he thought that he was like...
Well, it's because your granddad was singing happy birthday to someone with maracas and a sombrero.
Must be Feliz Navidad. Sorry, the Spanish thing, I know.
And it's Christmas.
Yeah. So my family, someone who could possibly get away with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, back to ordering in advance. I can't order in advance. I've been known to change my mind as everyone else is ordering. I get the menu, I go, that's what I want. I hear everyone else and I go, oh, fuck that. Last minute, I go, no, I want that instead. I always regret it.
Isn't that the joy, though? That's the joy of...
I can't bear it.
You know?
I can't bear it.
Me neither.
Sort your kitchen out. Sorry, if you have to have all of the stuff in advance, you're not a restaurant. You're school dinners.
But then it goes, oh, God, fucking school dinners.
Don't, because you'd bum school dinners. You would.
No, God, I love school dinners. But you know now, you don't know. We have to pick the school dinners.
Not my wheelhouse. Look, I do certain things I do around here. I go to BJJ. I control the ice and the temperatures in the ice. I press record on this and I go back on things.
You need to be on board with the school things because I forgot that it was non-uniform day last week.
Let's talk about that. That was a nightmare. Let's get this in. Okay. Let's get this in. All right. Yep. So there we go. Jingle, and then we'll talk about your feelings as a mother.
Oh, you're gonna... Oh, wow. All right. Great.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. So yeah, let me tell you about how I forgot... Robin, non-uniform day, on possibly one of the most important to Robin of non-uniform days of all time.
Yep.
His school did like a charity thing and it was Lego Day.
Yeah.
Robin is obsessed with Lego.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot.
Not only did you forget, I wasn't, for some reason I didn't get sent the email. I don't know why.
You're not on the emails from the school.
I am. I get loads of them, but I get random ones. Like I get random stuff. But then I go, she got that as well. And then I'll go to you, have you seen this? And you go, yes, I've got it. But then other ones, I go, have you seen this? And you go, what the hell's that? So I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't know.
However, I get so I'm ready to go away with the lads. I went away for the weekend.
Oh yeah, tell everyone how you went away because there's no evidence online. So obviously, everyone thinks
nice
that
time.
You just live at home and then I put something on and like away
I
again.
I went away at the weekend.
Chris has been
with
away.
My mates.
Leisure time.
Leisure time.
Not work.
Leisure time. Fun time.
Two nights
away.
3 days.
Two and a half days. Yeah, it was awesome. Went away with the lads. So I'm literally Friday morning. I'm getting ready. And I get a phone call of you saying, I've just had a phone call from the school. Robin was supposed to be in non-uniform. Mm-hmm. He had his full fucking uniform on. Yeah. He's supposed to take in some Lego. Yeah. He didn't have any Lego. He's supposed to take in £2. He didn't mm-hmm. take the £2 in. Mm-hmm. And he was also supposed to take in something for like the collection for the homeless shelter thing.
Yeah.
So I had to, before going for my train, run around the house like a lunatic, gather everything up, and belt up at the school and drop it off.
Yeah, because I had a meeting.
One of the most stressful mornings of my life. Weirdest bit was, I was on the phone to Carl Hutchinson just before you rang us, and Carl went, oh, I've had a bit of a nightmare. I dropped the bin off and I forgot to take a bag, so I had to go home and get a bag and then take a bag back round. Oh, it's been a nightmare. And it's like the universe went, oh, yeah. I believe Chris Ramsey can beat that. It's a fucking nightmare.
I felt really bad.
You don't want to be, you're like, you don't. That is like, I don't want to say core memory because core memory's starting to do me tits in, but that is a core memory, being the only kid turning up in your uniform. I remember kids turning up in uniform on non-uniform day, and it was, you were like, oh God, look at them.
I know. I was like,
oh, how embarrassing.
Like the let bar of the class one.
Stare at him, look at what he's wearing.
And then if the parents couldn't bring the clothes, they just had to stay in their uniform all day.
Some kids
handle that really well. I wouldn't handle that well, I don't think.
I remember a kid, weirdly, I saw him. I hadn't thought about him for years, and I saw him over the Christmas in a pub, and I nearly mentioned it to him. It's one of my sort of main memories about him. But right. he'd literally been like, "Why the fuck do you remember that?"
So
about
what?
Me?
Just one time, or was it quite often?
No. I sat next to him. So I saw him. This lad, I saw him in a pub over Christmas, and he was like, "I didn't recognise him at first," and he had to remind. And I went, "Oh my god!" But I went through.
Did he not have his uniform on?
He didn't have his uniform. So he basically he went to me juniors and me comp, and I sat next to him in a few lessons in comp when we're inevitably put in alphabetical order because I was a gobshite. So I've got a really vivid memory of him coming in to non-uniform day with his uniform on, and I was like, why have you not got it, and you know you had to pay your money, you come in and you put money into the thing. His exact words to us, which I'll never forget, were, "I'm not paying £1 to wear my own clothes."
What?
I don't know. I just remember thinking, that's a really fucking strange opinion for an 11-year-old.
It's a really
strange opinion. Yeah, it was like first year comp. He's like, I'm not paying £1 to wear my own clothes.
I feel like thou doth protest too much. I feel like you might have forgot.
I feel like you thought of that on the bus.
And he thought, well, how am I going to get away with this?
Yeah. Just stubbing it out. Yeah, fair play.
Think back to school, you know. Like now, it's mad. Like, I always remember there was a lad who was a couple of years above me, and he used to always fall asleep at school. And now I'm like, I think you might have, like, you know, is it narcolepsy when you fall asleep all the time?
Where did he fall asleep?
I swear to God, in assemblies, right, he would just be asleep on a teacher's lap.
Sorry, how old's he?
Well, he would have been, I don't know, I can't 60? Remember. He was in my kids, yeah. He used to always fall asleep.
He was asleep on a teacher's lap.
Yeah. But now I'm like, did he have narcolepsy, or was he just like, did his parents let him stay up really late?
But why was the teacher allowing him to be asleep? So it must have been something serious.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I'm gonna ring Kate.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hello.
Hi, Kate, it's just me. Do you remember in junior school that lad who was in your year who used to fall asleep all the time at school? Well, did he have narcolepsy?
No, I think he's just lazy and he's up late
night. That's what it is. But I've got really vivid memories, right?
Your
of him like
school.
Of him just being asleep on a teacher's lap in assembly.
So he was always late for school every
single day. Right.
And his hair was always a mess.
Right, okay.
He's got no medical, not as far as I'm aware, he doesn't have any medical reasons.
Mad, isn't it?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, love you.
Okay,
bye.
Love you, bye.
Fucking hell.
Just couldn't be asked. Just thought, hey, listen, I'm fucking.
I'll tell you what.
I'm back at me.
I'll tell you what. Fucking imagine. Imagine just falling a kip.
Not a bad thing. I don't think it was any sort of like, I don't know.
Like neglect or anything.
I think his parents must. It was just the 90s, wasn't it? It's like, oh, I didn't go to bed till midnight. So just bless it. We literally, like, in third year infants, just fall again.
I remember there was a kid in my infants used to always come in and sit down on the mat with his coat on. And the teacher right. would go, got your coat on? And he'd go, oh, I need to stand up and change. Just go and get his coat, go with the coat room and take it off. Every fucking day.
Well, I've told you about me with the milk, haven't I?
No.
I told you that. I've told you years ago, man. We've definitely mentioned it on this. Oh, is it in the book? So I took ages to drink my milk.
Right.
And I mean, now I hate milk. Yeah. I think I just didn't like it.
Do they still do, the cons still do that at school? Do they still just bring round bottles of milk for everyone to neck at like 10 in the morning?
I don't know. I don't think Robins do it. I don't know. They might. No. Yeah, but they do. Milk's still a thing.
But I know milk's a thing. We've got some in the fridge. But
no, in school, like the milk round.
Yeah.
Like I used to do the milk round. Yeah, but anyway, so when I was in infants, I mean, one would think now the teacher would go, you don't really like it, do you? Let's not make you drink it. I used to sit with the milk and the whole class used to say, sip, swallow, sip, swallow.
What the fuck?
Yes, and I would have to drink. You know this. This was in the book.
I've deleted this from my brain. I'm sorry. I didn't read that
The
shit.
Whole class. Great, didn't read my bits. The whole class would sit and be like, sip, swallow, and I would finish my milk.
Like a cult.
Yeah, in agony. And my school was mad.
Yeah. Your school is it's a fucking lawless wasteland.
I know.
Everyone's asleep half the time.
I know.
You're like that, one of us, sip, swallow, sip,
to finish
swallow.
Me milk?
Miss, she's coming out in a rash again. Doesn't matter, get it down, you say. Our throat's closing up, miss. Sip, swallow, swallow harder. Fucking hell. Wow.
The good old days,
So this lad just fell asleep and, wow.
Just always a kip. I just remember him being a kip.
You would have been jealous as well, wouldn't you? You'd be like, look at him having the time.
I literally was like, how's he getting away with this?
Everyone else is hearing about the Harvest Festival. He's just knocking Zeds out on the teacher's knee.
Aye. What geek comfy, geek cosy.
What a guy.
Getting a little snuggle in there. Jealous.
that's how you school. That's how you do it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
We're on 58% on the battery. We're all good.
Good stuff.
Didn't tell you about it, but there was hell on before we started.
Oh, we're still recording at the
still recording
way.
Now. It was absolute hell on. Laptop just went, oh no, I've got no battery now. Whole thing went down. And then we had to start it on 20%. It was like bloody coasting on. Remember when you used to coast on fumes to get home? Is that coasting on fumes?
I don't know if I've ever done that. It's a proper fear of mine.
Oh.
I'm quite audacious. Is that?
You and your mum made up that. We've talked about this before. You and your mum made up that. Your mum made up the word audacious, and she described Robin as audacious for 4 years until I went, that's not a word, by the way.
I still use it.
Audacious isn't a word.
It's embedded in my brain.
Well, it's not a word. Right. And one, I'm sure we called one of the podcast episodes audacious. I'm sure we did. It's not a word. Stop using it. You haven't used it for a while. You're slipping back into your old ways. Stop using words that your mom's made up.
So I'm like,
and
hold
on, and sorry, what? I have to admit again. No, because dacious would be running, by your mom's definition of it, dacious would be running on fumes.
Would it?
Yes.
Right.
Because she used to say, because Robin was like, he's a loose cannon. He, you know, got no fear. She was like, you dacious. Like, that's not it. No. So if you were audacious, you'd be running on fumes.
Right,
anyway.
Okay, well, what I was going to say is in other parts of my life, I'm quite kind of skinning my teeth, audacious. Yeah. But with petrol, I'm terrified. I get the lights on, I'm like, must go to the petrol station. Yeah. It's one of my massive fears is running out of petrol. I think because my first car, God rest our soul, broke down, right? At a roundabout.
God rest us.
Oh, Chris, I've never been more scared in my entire life. It was on a Cowgate roundabout where the Morrisons is.
Well, exactly.
Absolutely massive roundabout on the way at the airport, near town. I broke down on that roundabout. Oh, 19 years old. Like, what? No, I wasn't 19. How old was I? I was a lot older, but at the time it was... How old was I? 25. But felt very young.
Yeah,
felt
very young. Still young.
Yeah,
still young.
Hadn't been driving that long, and yeah, I shit me pants. Hadn't topped up me oil.
Oh, so it was
It's total my fault. Me engine like blew.
Oh God, yeah. So it was self-induced one.
Proper self. Who knows? I'm sorry, right?
You fucking loser.
People out there, if you've just got your first car,
you've
got no idea what
to
do.
I'm sure you do it in your theory test or your test. I'm sure they're supposed to teach you how to do that.
No.
Do one of the questions.
Thing, the sticker thing, the stick.
Yeah. Sit the stick in, get a cloth.
I've done that for years.
And then stick away.
Should I be doing that on my cars?
We should probably check your
car.
That's
your job.
I told you earlier on, I do the ice, I do the BJJ, and I go back on things. They're me things. That I press record on this.
Can you Can you add the dipstick?
I can't touch it. I don't like
please.
That. No, I don't like the idea of it. Sounds a bit sexual. I don't think that should be.
You'll love it.
I don't feel comfortable doing it. What was I going to say before that?
Something not funny.
Wow.
And unnecessary.
Wow.
I don't know what you're going to say.
No, I'm not going to say it.
What?
I don't want to say it. I was going to say, touch wood, I've never broken down. But I've said it now.
Never, ever.
Nah. Touch wood.
Oh, God. That's the only time I've broken down personally. Mm. But when I used to tour the vans in the van, God, so many times.
Yeah.
So many. You've got to get out of the van. You've got to get out and stand on the road miles away.
Oh, yeah,
from
you're
the
not
car.
Allowed to sit in it in case someone hits it. Yeah,
awful.
You've got to sit up the sort of verge of the motorway.
Have you ever sat in a car while it's on the motorway
and
this car's going past?
It fucking shakes every time people go past. Like
scary.
An idiot once when I first started stand-up, I was knackered and I wanted a nap in between gigs and I didn't. I was in a hotel and I pulled to the side of this A road and I lay down in the back of my car and every time a car came past, the car just shook.
You really should
and I was
have
like,
done
well,
that.
Three or four cars went past and I went, I'm not having this.
Yeah.
I ended up sleeping in the car park of a Pizza Hut.
Oh.
That was a good day. Just
good
outside
times.
Of Leicester. Pizza Hut and Pizza Hut and Cinema. Showcase Cinema, I think. There's Pizza Hut, Cinema, possibly a Nando's. Stepped in the car, back of a Ford Focus in that car.
All night? Why?
No, just for the afternoon. Just a little nap in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just remember rolling out of that nap. You know when you're like disorientated after a nap anyway? Mm. I just remember rolling out and it was like kids coming out of like an afternoon show and fucking Minions or something. Yeah. I didn't know what was going on.
It's not nice sleeping in the car. You think it would be, but it's just not.
Yeah. It's not nice napping. I've gone off napping. You just wake up, if you have a nap in an afternoon and you have to set an alarm to wake yourself up so you're not waking up naturally from that nap, worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Worst thing ever. Hell on. Absolute hell on. You don't know what date it is, you don't know what year it is, you don't know who you are.
Don't have time for a nap nowadays.
Oh, great, great.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Bah. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef crisps.
Oh. Come on then, listen. Ladies first,
that
I
sounded
I
like
believe.
That sounded quite songy. Come on then, listen.
Did it?
It was nice.
Come on then, listen.
Oh, you've ruined it. You were in tune the first time.
Accidentally.
Yeah,
and then
I
try.
I know.
And I'm not in tune.
I know.
So,
my beef/ick with you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. They're all icks, aren't they?
Right, these tops you've bought. You've bought some tops.
Tops.
And them tops that you keep wearing with the buttons, and they look like pyjama tops.
Oh, okay.
I don't like, I don't know, did I tell you to buy them?
Long sleeve, sort of baseball jerseys-ish, just
where
long
are they
sleeve
from?
With buttons on, don't know. Can't keep track of it, don't know. One of them's from the shop up the road, I don't know.
Right. Are they meant to be daytime tops?
Well, one of them isn't. One of them is a pyjama top that I got with a set of pyjamas, the grey one. And the grey one with a little pattern, like with a little sort of material, grooves in the material on it. That isn't a pyjama top, but it looks exactly like a pyjama top.
Yeah, stop, please stop wearing them during the day. It's not.
People think I've gone out in pyjama top.
It's not, you need to stop. They've got like them tiny little buttons on. Like, it's very pyjama-y.
Yeah. Is it also because when I'm wearing it, I also wear my nightcap and I'm carrying a candle on a little plate?
That could be what it is.
Right, that might
be
setting
it
off,
you know.
That might be setting it off. Yeah. Okay.
Would you ever wear a nightie?
No. What, so me balls and arse are just hanging out?
I'm just asking.
Why would a man wear a nightie?
Well, why wouldn't they? Why, back in the day, that's all they used to wear, nighties.
Or like one that goes right to your feet?
Mm-hmm. You know?
I don't know. Yeah. You've got us thinking now. Yeah.
I don't know why they turned into just a female thing.
Like an Ebenezer Scrooge nightie.
Aye, yeah, like a cloth.
So when you wear a nightie, do you also wear knickers or do you not wear anything else?
I don't wear nighties. Last time I wore a nightie was when I was pregnant.
Wait, why are you trying to get me to wear nighties if you don't even
I'm just asking if... I didn't say wear a nightie. Did I say wear a nightie?
Well, why are you asking us if I want to wear... It's really...
I said, would you ever wear a nightie?
No, we've talked about this. We've had icks of people who've sent in icks or beefs because their partner, male partner, just wears a t-shirt with his balls and arse hanging out.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
Oh, God, yeah.
It makes us think of... I'll tell you exactly what makes us think of. When I was younger... Me mate, I must have been 7 or 8, my mate got circumcised and I went to his house to play, and because he couldn't wear any boxer shorts or underpants because his knob would touch them and it would hurt, so me and him were playing in his house, he was just running around with a big t-shirt on, and every now and then I saw his balls and arse.
How old was he?
8 or 9. Bless him, he got circumcised later on in life.
Oh,
I remember,
God,
I went around
why?
One day, so I went why? Around one day, because there was something wrong
Is
with
Is
this
one of the skin in the bins?
Yeah, he's on the same. All of us on that estate. God, right. Yeah, I had something in the water.
Something going on that. No, I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on.
Something going on that estate.
So
I might want to call the local police.
So he got same police as here. We live right next to it. So he got circumcised, and then the day after, he was in his dad's boxer shorts. He was playing in the house, and I was with him. And every time the boxer shorts touched the end of his knob, he hit the roof screaming. And it was actually quite harrowing to be around. Mm-hmm. So then the next day, just knob out playing with his. But I think he had the Power Rangers toys. He had all the things. It's not about.
Why did you go around? Kind of feel like if Robin had to get circumcised at this age,
yeah,
I'd be like, I don't think you can have your friend round because you've.
I went round. No.
Okay.
Green Ranger, Pink Ranger, Blue
Tell
Ranger.
Tell you now
Red
though,
Ranger.
There's nothing more. Our kids.
Purple Ranger. Oh no, that's his knob.
Awful. There's nothing worse than when our kids. And our kids love to be naked.
Mm.
They've just got their arse and their tiddlers all over the sofa.
Sit on the white bed.
Don't
sit on
give
a, white bed
a shit.
Kegs off, I'll sit on the bed. You will not sit on it. You will get the fuck up now
it's
off that
minging,
bed.
It's minging,
isn't it? Ugh, awful. Anyway, you ready for your beef?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No. Yeah.
Go on
yeah.
then. I don't feel like I've done anything recently.
I've done a couple of things. Main one, was it last night? I think it might have been last night.
Oh, great.
My beef with you, fresh off the press, hot off the press.
Mm.
You opened a packet of crisps last night in front of us and said, I don't want to eat the full packet. And you handed me the packet and went, finish these crisps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to eat the full packet.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to finish them. And you got angry that I wouldn't finish them. So you folded them up and you put them in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And about 20 minutes later, you came down and you finished them.
Mm. Mm. It goes back to a while ago. I'm not enjoying the new Chris.
Right.
I'm not enjoying the new sort of looking down at me, monk living.
I'm not
it's really
looking
annoying
down at you. You did say this the other night. You said, I miss me little piggy friend who eats all the stuff. I had a pizza the other night. I pick and choose when I want to. I'm not having a... If I don't want a packet of crisps, you can't force me a packet of crisps. And do you understand the tightrope I walk on? Because if I'd have ate them crisps, 20 minutes later, you'd have come down and went, can't believe you ate them crisps. Am
it's
I right?
You can't win.
I can't win.
I know. I just, honestly... Come on, come back to us. Come back to us.
No.
I miss Twix eating Chris.
I'm sick of them. No. I had a finger of a Twix the other day.
Ooh, did you? Wait.
On the train. One of the lads bought us a Twix and I had one finger of it. One of them opened a Twix, gave me a finger of it, and the other one gave me a Twix and I went, take it away, I don't want it. Don't want it. Honestly. Well, new man. A new man.
That'll not last.
No. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for Question from the Public.
Question from the Public.
As always, if you'd like to send anything at all, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you kindly.
Chris and Rosie, greetings from Dublin.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Before we go any further, please keep me anonymous as I'm currently still in the thick of the dating game and don't want to give any wayward penis out there any ideas.
Okie dokie. What an incredible, incredible way to ask yourself to remain anonymous, of course.
Think of the dating game.
Wayward penis. I just enjoyed wayward penis.
I think there is some downfalls to being married. No disrespect.
Oh, great. Let's get into this now.
No,
it's always nice to be blindsided with something like this.
Oh, no, because sometimes it's just a bit intense. I think marriage is a bit intense. Mm. Like, it's fine.
What do you mean?
like, I don't know. It's, marriage is a lot. You've got to work on your marriage. You've got to be like, you've got to compromise with someone. You've got to live with someone. You've got to, this stuff, and you've got to parent together. It's hard. It's hard, right?
Okay.
But do I want to be thick in the dating game? I don't think I do.
Never again.
So that's, it's like, you know, one plus of marriage or long-term relationship.
Oh, well, great.
The only plus.
Fantastic. There it is.
Okay. So this happened a couple of months after Ireland got the all clear after our second lockdown. Ugh.
Oh, fuck off.
And as I had made the seemingly financially considered choice to move back to my family home at the beginning of lockdown in 2020 for what I thought would be 2 weeks, it's not a stretch to say I was gagging for a bit of single girl gallivanting.
There we go.
Oh, gosh, imagine that. Single
a
lockdown.
Bit of Gaelic gallivanting for you, my lass.
I can't do the Irish accent. It's the one accent I'm just like.
I tried. I went very, very cartoonish with that.
You
one.
Did,
I do
but
apologize.
It was good. It was good. Long story short, I met this lovely guy on a dating app. Went on 2 dates and everything was going according to plan.
Okay.
Our third date rolls around and I was planning on pulling out all the stops for the big night.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to go to his, and as I was slightly nervous for my first cuddle club meeting, sorry, Chris, in 18 months, I went for a girly brunch beforehand to loosen myself up a little.
Sorry, so for a second, I genuinely thought she was going to jiu-jitsu there. She just means she's going to have
she's
sex.
She's going to have sex, yeah.
Right, okay.
She hasn't had sex in 18 months.
Right, okay.
She really stuck to the rules.
Wow.
7 p.m. rolls around and I'm more than slightly tipsy in a taxi on my way to his place.
Always a good idea.
Yeah. As I was walking into his building, I couldn't help but notice how fancy his apartment block was. I'm talking doorman, gold lifts, finger pad locking on all the doors kind of fancy.
What the heck?
Yeah, like proper.
I mean, this Dublin's beautiful and there's some really, oh, it's gorgeous. I mean,
I know.
I think when I was on tour with Al Murray, I stayed in a hotel in Dublin. It was... Yeah, it blew me socks off.
I need
it
to
was
go.
Phenomenal. There's some gorgeous places in Dublin.
A lot of people messaged us and asked why we didn't take the 2 hour night to Ireland. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have made any money.
That's simple as that.
It's
by the time you take everything over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was too big a show to fly over and then we wouldn't have really made any money. So
I mean, normally what we'll do is you say something like, we could make the dates work, really sorry, we'll try next time.
Sorry.
Rosie's went straight in there. Honesty, I've got to respect the honesty. Yeah, wouldn't have made any money. And it's nights away from the kids and that's that.
Well, just why you don't go to work if you're not going to make money?
Not
being funny. Sorry, guys.
To be fair, though, if I knew they had places like this with doorman and fingerprints, I might have made a trip.
I would
just
love
to
go.
This.
I would love to go.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Looks a lot like New York. Some parts
does
of it.
Does it?
Well, yeah, because a lot of the Irish built New York, didn't they? So it's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to go.
I've been, mate. Clocked it.
I want to go.
Clocked it.
So much so that when my dad opened his door, the first thing out of my mouth was, Christ, how do you afford this place all on your own?
Oh.
As he took great pride in telling me on our first date that he didn't have any roommates, which at 27 in Dublin is a big flex.
Wow.
We settled in for the evening, had some more wines, and one thing led to another as we were on his couch. He pulled away and said the sentence which will forever be seared into my brain.
Oh God, what did he say?
I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, for God's sake.
Intrigued. I watched him scurry off to his bedroom.
Scurry.
What's funny about scurry?
Yes, they're about to have sex, but he's now scurrying. So he's gone from, so it's obviously going to be something bad because he's gone from being this guy. Oh, he was really a lovely guy in a dating app. Oh, third date, I'm pulling out all the stops. Oh, I'm a bit nervous, so I'm getting a bit tipsy. Oh, beautiful apartment, big flex. So he scurried off to his bedroom, the fucking rotten bastard that he is. Can't wait to hear what this is.
Okay,
scurry. Scurried is unbelievable.
Imagine that
in 50 Shades of Grey. Imagine, or a book. Yeah. You know what I mean? He got up from the couch. I could tell he was erect in his pants. And he scurried off to his bedroom and going, put his dirty knob in, sorry.
It makes me think of a rat.
Yeah, scurried. Yeah. It's a ridiculous word.
Okay.
It's incredible.
I've got a surprise for you. Intrigued, I watched him scurry off to his bedroom, only to return with mysteries, mysteries, mysteries.
Oh, God.
Forgot about that. Do you want to guess what he's returned with?
Oh, I mean, it's so open-ended. He's scurried, though, so it's obviously something shit. It's a letdown. She was dead excited. He's got a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It's so open-ended. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say some kind of costume.
All right, okay.
It's not, is it? It can't be a food stuff to put on her because he hasn't gone to the kitchen. He's gone to his bedroom. Sex toy or a costume?
Right.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Brilliant.
Okay. Only to return with his long-term live-in girlfriend.
Sorry?
Yeah. I shit you not. I was expecting some fluffy handcuffs or a dildo at worst, but never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be confronted with another living, breathing woman.
What the hell?
Turns out he was in an open relationship, which he had never told me. No shade, just not something you expect to encounter.
No shade. I'm sure you have to tell them. I'm sure that's the point.
I think that is the
point.
The
word open implies that it's open, but you have to be open about it being open.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Yeah.
Scurrying little fucker, yeah.
Well, this would make me feel quite chuffed. His girlfriend had seen a photo of me and wanted to get in on the action, or so I was told.
Oh, you are so fickle.
Listen,
you know
no,
that?
All
this,
right.
This is just... Oh, she thinks I'm pretty. Well, go on then. So you.
Listen, I was annoyed when you scurried off the bedroom, but she thinks that I'm fit, so that's fine.
Hey, I tell you what, you've twisted me arm. Let's all scurry into that bedroom, shall we? Fucking hell, man.
Suffice to say, I sobered up in an instant, and my slaggy little legs have never run out of an apartment so quickly. I was slowed down by the finger lock door. Fingerprint
door.
So
hold on, so they didn't...
No.
They didn't do anything, but she was flattered.
Yeah. There are some things you do for the plot, but Janine was not going to be one of them. 2 years on, I still laugh at the conversations they must have had when I bolted out of there, but wanted to share to give you a laugh. Question for you guys. Would you have done the same, or would you have cracked on simply for the story?
I don't do anything for the story.
No.
Don't do anything for the story. I'm a big believer in... not just cracking on with something that makes you uncomfortable just because you might get a story of it afterwards. I mean,
oh God,
if
no.
I mean, don't get us wrong, most of my fucking career has been built on telling stories of things that were an absolute disaster or a nightmare. But I've never gone, I'll just do this for the story.
No.
I don't think you can do that.
That's not part of my thing.
Quite a dangerous way to live.
But I have to say, when I was younger, I did some things that I think, I don't know, I just thought, way.
Yeah.
The why odd, not?
But this though... he should have that you can't. So when this lass came, so this lass comes in and goes, "Hey, I can't believe you live here on your own." And he goes, "Oh yeah, big flex, etc." So this other one's just sitting in the fucking bedroom waiting.
Must have been.
It's just sitting there.
Must have.
What's she doing? Is she listening through the door? Oh, I wonder how it's going. Is it my bit yet? Is it my bit?
I personally.
No? What? Sorry to interrupt. But gets up and goes to the toilet and just like, "Oh, it's my bit." Oh no, I'm just going to the toilet. I haven't said anything yet. All right, okay. Well, don't take too long. Like.
This is hypocritical me again, because I'm like, I might have. I've never ever had a threesome because it's absolutely
too
not my cup of tea.
Too much admin. Couldn't imagine it.
But I think we might be completely wrong, because I think nowadays people are a lot more kind of easygoing. To be in an open relationship, I think you don't have to like that person that much.
Yeah.
Any of my past relationships, right?
Yeah.
And I've actually we've broken up.
Yeah.
I would never have wanted to share that person.
I know what you mean.
Does that make sense? I've never been... I think if you can share your partner with someone else, you don't actually like them that much.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
That might not be the mentality behind it.
All right.
The mentality might be two...
My old school.
The mentality might be like you two going on the pull. You know how we will watch a TV show together? You know, how we're there's that thing that the new Band of Brothers thing, and we're like, right, we're going to watch that. Mm-hmm. When we get a bit of time, we're going to watch that. That's me, mine and your thing. We're going to have that.
Okay.
It might be like that. It might be like, oh, us two. Oh, you've seen her. She's fit. Right, us two are going to have her. Or us two are going to have him. Does that make sense?
That's just not my...
Really weird.
I'm not into that,
I find it strange, and I find it weird that he didn't see... You've got to say something from day dot. You can't just... You kind of just blindside someone with that and hope they're up for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to end in failure more times than anything else.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a bit serious there, but it's just really weird.
Yeah.
It's just really weird. I've got a surprise for you. Oh, it's another human. Bit weird.
I'd have rather had a giant Millie's cookie. Thank you very much.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
There we
that's
go.
Kind of, if someone says to me, "I've got a surprise for you," I'm thinking, is that a giant Millie's cookie?
Is that what you're always thinking?
Most of the time.
Okay.
And if it's not, I'm thinking, well...
Let down, innit?
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris. Hello, Rosie.
Ooh.
To pick up on Chris's embarrassing porn story in episode 252, do you remember when you were at, was it you? At Inland Revenue?
Yeah.
20-odd years ago, I used to work on a shop just off Oxford Street, and we were forever being visited by dodgy geezers selling cheap cigarettes, knocked off perfume and aftershave, etc.
Okay.
Those were the days.
Yep. When the DVD managed to come round the pub.
Exactly.
There it is.
The exception was a very respectable bloke of small stature. I don't think English was his first language. He used to call us Mr. Bob, Mr. Keith, Mr. Nick, etc.
Okay.
And sold pirated DVDs of popular movies.
There it is.
There you go. One of my colleagues, let's call him Mike, asked if he had any...
Mr. Mike.
Asked if he had any other DVDs.
Oh, God.
Which he had.
Oh, of course he had.
Of course he did.
That'll be where he makes most of his money. Yeah, it is. That'll be where he makes most of his money.
Thereafter, every couple of weeks he would come in. A fiver would be passed over and Mike's begoning, is that right? Is that, what does that mean?
Begoning. Don't know.
B-U-R-G-E-O-N-I-N-G. Begoning? What does that mean? what is this word?
I wasn't really listening when you spelled it. I was just looking at the confusion on your face.
Okay, it means beginning to grow or increase rapidly.
Okay.
Should I know what that is? Begoning.
Don't know.
Oh, God. Someone's going to email and be like, that's an everyday word. How are you not using that?
Not if you don't fucking use it.
Do you know that word?
Not really. I'd have probably known it written down. There we go.
Look at it.
I'd probably known it written down. All right. Yeah. It's not something I don't know. It's something
you're
I read.
You fucking bullshitter.
I've seen it before. It's not something I read regularly. It's not something I ever say.
All right, then. Well, Mr. Mike's porn collection would grow in incrementally bit larger.
Are you all right,
I know
dog.
That one.
Incrementally.
I know
yeah,
that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
This is, what shop did you work in?
Yeah. Fucking thesaurus shop.
Aye, mate. One day just before Christmas, he came in to make his usual delivery and the shop was absolutely rammed with people.
Oh, God.
Mr. Mike gestured frantically that this was not a good time to make the deal. Not today. Go away. But Mr. Mike, came the plaintiff. Sorry. Came the plaintive, loud cry from the back of the crowd. I've got those special up the bum ones you like.
You know how to fix that dead quick. Oh, my suppositories. Thank you very much, doctor.
Well done. The silence that fell over the shop was deafening.
Wow.
Names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Got them up the bum ones you like.
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. Like, For your porn dealer to be downloading specific ones that he knows you're going to like is really not the kind of level of relationship I would ever like to have with a person.
Mm-hmm.
One for them going, where's the word? Click, click, click. Oh, yeah, there's a bum one that he'd love that. And for Mr. Mike to be sitting there tossing off going, hey, he's done well this week. That's a great one, this is. Nah. All of that. Nah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want to hear a voucher story? Had loads of vouchers. Like, so many people pay with vouchers.
Get in.
So many. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just listened to the podcast where you brought up the voucher ick again, so I thought I'd give you a bit of gossip. I may have solely used the word gossip because I know Rosie searches for these keywords. Well done. Let me paint this picture for you. I was 18 and fresh on the dating scene after breaking up with my childhood sweetheart.
Aww.
I was innocent, naive, and untainted by the reality of dating men. Yeah. Not for long.
Great.
A guy I met on a train asked me out on a date, and feeling flattered, I took him up on his offer. That's nice. Good old fashioned way of meeting.
Yeah, so, yeah, that is the reckon that that's a really good way of doing it, rather than just being pissed up in a nightclub, meeting on a train. Mm-hmm. Bookshops, the one they always use in films and stuff, innit?
It's bullshit.
Okay, then.
They're all shut and no one goes to bookshops anymore.
All right, then. Well, maybe just bump into someone on Amazon. I don't know.
What?
They used to sell books, didn't they?
Great. How exciting. A slightly older guy with a full-time job. I've landed on my feet here, I thought.
God.
Get in. We met in a shopping centre and I assumed he would have a plan for my first date as a singleton. He did not.
Wow. Well, I mean, don't assume. So they just met and that was that. So they just met in the shopping centre and went, hello. And then she went, what we're doing? And he went, I don't know.
Yeah. You would plan something, can't we?
I mean, yeah. Even if it was something as simple as, oh, I need to go and get some shoes, you want to come with us?
Yeah.
It's something to do, I suppose.
As we wandered aimlessly through the centre making awkward small chat.
Sorry, I just realised. Can you imagine going and buying some shoes and being with someone?
A stranger.
And the staff start talking to you and they're asking you, if you need a different size or whatever, and they're like, oh, how do you know each other? They're randomly asking you, oh, it's the first date. Oh, we literally just come up my first date and I've come to buy these shoes. I don't know why I said buy shoes.
Yeah.
That would be the weirdest thing in the world. If anyone's ever took you on a first date to buy shoes, email in, because that would be hell on earth.
I've forgotten dates. But I've been on dates and They were horrible.
You've never been on dates.
I've been on loads of dates.
No one's ever took you
I've
on
I've been
a
on old school dates.
What do you mean?
Like Italian Mexican restaurants and that.
Oh, right. All yeah. Maracas and that. Yeah, birthday maracas in the Italian
cinema.
Restaurant.
Cinema was the one, wasn't it?
Yeah, cinema was the one. But again, don't know why anyone would. I've done it loads of times, but do you want to go and sit in the dark for 2 hours? Not speak? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Great. Did you have a good time? Don't know. Like, did we get on? Don't know. I didn't really speak to you. You hugged the fucking popcorn.
Yeah. Held hands. That was nice.
So he had no plan. He had no plan of no where plan. To go. They just met in the shopping centre and he stood there.
Yeah. They're walking around making small talk. We passed a stall for a well-known radio station who were running a competition.
Oh, God.
He unenthusiastically suggested we join in.
Oh, Christ.
Do you want to have a go? Yeah. The aim of the game was to guess the song to win the vouchers for shops around the shopping centre.
Oh, man.
I'll be fucked if I manage to get a word in edgeways because this man suddenly came alive. Firing out answers round after round until jackpot, he won big.
Wow.
£50 of Nando's vouchers.
Whoa, that's a lot of Nando's.
Sure enough, he suggested we go to Nando's and I thought to myself, free food, why not? I'll tell you why not. As most people know at Nando's, you pay for your food before you eat it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're about to tell me here.
When we were seated, I told him my order and he said, are you not coming up to order your own? I replied, well, I thought seeing as you have the vouchers, we could just order together.
No!
This man looked me dead in the face and said, well, I was actually planning on saving the rest of the vouchers for another time, so if you could pay for your own food.
He's just got them for free.
What a tosser. She was with him when he got
might
them.
He might as well have turned and went, well, I didn't hear you answer any fucking questions, right? I think you'll find I got all those answers. You got one wrong. Boyzone, it wasn't Boyzone, it was Westlife.
Oh my God. Well, hang on. I stared at him. He stared at me. I stared at him. He stared at me.
Oh,
I was waiting for
alive.
Him to laugh, but that moment never came.
Oh,
instead,
wow.
I replied, oh, I'm okay then. Feeling really uncomfortable, was I being cheeky to just assume that the free money he won in a competition we entered together might pay for my half of the meal?
Class.
Okay, he said, and trotted off completely oblivious.
Wow.
I then proceeded to sit there for 40 minutes with no food, watching this man chow down a butterfly chicken
Shut
with
the
three
fuck
sides.
Up. He ate with her not... Yes. Wow.
Safe to say, when he came back to spend the remaining £30 of the vouchers, I was not there.
Wow.
Please keep me anonymous just cause.
Love that.
Oh my God.
Really good.
Wow. That is grim. That is really, there's horrible. There's some horrible people out there, isn't there?
Look, do you know what? I don't even think it's horrible. I think it's just.
I think that's a bit selfish. Do you not think?
I mean, I couldn't sit there and eat. I would just go, look, if you're not, we might as well go. I would go, look, we might as well go. If you're not getting anything, if my idea here is I want you to pay for yours and you're not having any of my vouchers, I'm not going to sit and eat while you're just sitting there. So let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could go with something cheap. Let's go to McDonald's or something, or Greg's or something, or let's just call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, napkin. In my head, he's got his napkin down his T-shirt and he's got a knife and fork in each hand and he's going to town on all of this stuff.
Horrible
he's getting
that.
Up for his refillable drink.
Why do these people go on dates in the first place? They clearly don't want to share their life with someone. Why do they go? If you're that person and you're not willing to share vouchers that you've just won on a competition, that could
it's
be like the beginning
money,
of something.
It?
You go, oh my gosh, let's go and celebrate and let's share this. Why go and meet someone in the first place? Because you clearly don't want to be with somebody.
Yeah, it's not money, is it?
Well,
it's vouchers that he just got for free.
Run.
Yeah, when it's vouchers he just got. Like, I can get it with money and I do, you know, it's a big debate of like, you know, should you just pay for everything on a date or, you know, is that or should it be split down the middle? And that's, I think that's just to everyone's preference and that's fine. But yeah.
Nah.
Like,
not
a voucher you just got for nout.
Yeah.
And he got the meal and she just sat there.
Awful.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Do you want a chip? Yeah, go on then. That'll be 10 pence.
I'm actually really hungry.
Don't you dare dip that in my Pyrenees. Oh, that's 50 pence.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, guys. A new ick unlocked, which I never knew existed.
Oh, man.
My girlfriend and I have recently joined our local gym, and each time we go swimming, I immediately get the ick when we swim past each other doing breaststroke in our swimming lane. It is the most awkward passing as we look each other dead in the eye and we just give each other a weird smile when we do each length. It feels rude to just look the other way. It makes my stomach turn and I have had to start going without her as I swim directly behind her so I don't have to look at her.
E is the man about the woman. Fantastic. Or the woman about the woman. It might be too. I don't know.
It's woman about a woman.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, can't. You won't speak to me on a treadmill, will you, when I'm on a treadmill and next to a hotel?
No.
You won't have it.
What?
I'll tell you what.
You could talk to me every day of your life, forever. And you could just constantly talk to me.
No, it's not that.
No.
No, no.
Mate.
No, no. The problem with you is, right, when you want to talk to me, I have to talk to you. When I want to talk to you, I'm not allowed to talk to you. It's all on your terms, the talking. I was sitting watching the telly in bed last night. You came in and started banging on about something. But if I wanted to go, sorry, I want to watch this and just chill, I can't be bothered to talk, you'd be like, oh, great. It'll be a whole big thing. But when you tell me you don't want to talk,
You did exactly that. Nah. Did I kick off? No.
I didn't. I took it a while. I listened to some bullshit about something first for a bit.
I had to get my words out.
Oh, yeah, great.
You know, we've got a word count. Women have got a word count that we have to get out by the end of the day.
Just give them into a fucking pillow then, eh?
Go, oh, fuck you.
These icks are starting to stress me out, you know. The more icks I keep hearing. Because I was away at the weekend with the lads. Lads. I've got something. I don't know what it is, but if I have like a long session on drinking alcohol, I think after I get to a point of tipsiness and after every drink, I think I wipe my mouth. And the next day, my lips are killing us. So I went and bought a lip balm.
No.
And I bought it in Boots at King's Cross Station. Mm. And I walked out of King's Cross Station.
Oh, don't and I
went to put it on and there was a group of ladies walking towards us. And they sort of glanced as if to go, they possibly recognised us. Mm. And in my head, I was like, if they recognise us, they might listen to the podcast. And if they listen to the podcast, they know that the ick is a guy putting,
Right, as a female, right, it's not the fact that you're putting lip balm on. You should put lip balm on.
It's the way we do it.
This is because I've made you start wearing moisturising cream because I'm like, you've got skin. Yeah. You should be moisturising it. Yeah. You should be putting lip balm on your lips. It's the way you put it on because you've clearly never put anything on your lips before. Yeah. And honestly, oh God, it's disgusting. And then you just put it all over your lips, like smear it on your skin above.
I don't do that. My worst nightmare doing that. I don't do that.
Vile. Guys, just put it on your lips in private so no one can see. All right? Then you'd be fine.
Honestly, I was dead. Honestly, it was like being back in school. I was dead self-conscious. And I was like, if I do this in front of them and they do know listen to the podcast, that's going to be their year made. If he's doing the thing from the... Oh, is that what he does? He's just walking around fucking the busiest parts of London doing stuff from his podcast, like a catchphrase machine.
It's better than what I seen the other day. Where was I? I was with Rafe. I was in a cafe or something and some bloke was leaving and he was in... I think he worked for Royal Mail. This is absolutely, he's not doing anything bad. He's just full on picking his nose as he was leaving. And you know when you're like, Jesus.
In your own house.
Like, couldn't have been more of, and you, yeah. I just thought, pick your nose, who cares? But do you have to do it as you're leaving?
He obviously doesn't know the trick either. It's upsetting. One finger, straight up the nose, picking. Other hand, over nose and finger. Covers it over like that. No one knows what you're doing.
Of course you do.
No, look, so my hand's over there covering the nose. So
I can see your finger going into your nose.
Of course you
are
can,
you
I'm
taking
joking.
A piss? Jesus Christ.
Did you never do that at school? Did you never put the hand over and think, no one will know what I'm doing here?
No.
Oh, I did. Stupid.
I was so aware at school. I'm not as aware now.
Even that day you shat yourself? how aware
That's
were you that
day? Started. I was very young. Yeah. No, like, I don't think I would have ever picked my nose in that at school. Nah.
I once went to meet some lads I knew in Manchester that were coming to one of my gigs, and I knew them through a friend of a friend, and they turned up in their car, and they were hysterical, like, four of them in this car. They rolled out of the car hysterical, like they couldn't breathe.
Mm.
And they tried to explain it back to us, and I didn't really find it as funny as they did, but later I put myself in their position, and I thought, yeah, that would have killed me. So they said they were sitting in the car at traffic and they looked and they were like, oh, there's such and such from our school. And the person was walking along, and this is years after school, it's just someone from the school. And the person was walking along just howking their nose, knuckle deep in their nose.
Yeah.
And they said they were sitting in traffic and they were all just in silence staring at this lad picking his nose.
No.
And one of them just went, eat it. And the lad immediately ate it. So the lad, and they they were like inconsolable.
Oh,
like
God.
They were like tears rolling down their face. They were dying when they came to meet us. And God. Like I say, they were so, but I thought, yeah, that's got to be. But sometimes you're in your own little world and you don't realise.
I know.
You must have just not in the middle of the street.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Maradinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. And as always, if you want to send anything in, it's shagmaradinoid@gmail.com. And we'll be back in your ears next week.
See you later, alligators.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.